What you guys doing here? Hey, this one, the kind of one church nursery. Yeah. Oh, this one church anniversary nursery.
Hi, New Hope. My dad celebrates 30 years of ministry in Hawaii this week. Wow, 30 years? I was just 3 years old when we moved to Hawaii from Oregon. Well, to honor his faithfulness, not to mention a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, like literally, we wanted to take a little time and walk down memory lane, see some of the sites, and talk with some of those who dad served with in founding New Hope.
We met at Eugene Bible College in 1972. The class elected me as a princess of the freshman class and elected him as my escort. And he's been escorting me ever since, and I'm so thankful for that.
We were in Youth for Christ together for almost 10 years, I think, around there, and I knew him before he got old.
We did pastoring together, and we played tennis together, and we'd be working on planting churches together. So it was a bonded relationship, a very special one.
He doesn't say one thing from the pulpit and then do something else in his personal life, which is really refreshing. But he does cheat at golf.
We went to help out with the church in Hilo. It just seemed like this was just a really wonderful place, but I thought we were just going for a visit. And he called me from the office, his office at Faith Center, and said, "Start packing, we're moving."
He came in March of 1984. And at that time, our congregation was still at 35.
Well, this is the Women's Club of Hilo, and it's one of the very first places New Hope met at 30 years ago. Well, in what was to become a prophetic tradition, even back then, New Hope had to move from one location to another many times as the church grew.
I couldn't wait to go to church.
Yeah, the atmosphere was, you know, really good, yeah. People were friendly, yeah. We loved it.
Pastor Wayne is genuinely interested in people, and that love radiates, and people are drawn to that because it's Jesus.
He walked the talk, mm-hmm. And I haven't met a person like him in my life, and that's why I wanted to just grab hold of what he had, you know.
Titus Cohen is one of my dad's heroes and mentors. Now, Cohen, he was a missionary from New England. He came to Hilo in 1835 and led one of the greatest revivals in history. 30 years later, in this sleepy little town of Hilo, Cohen's church, called Hiley Church, had 13,000 members. That's just amazing. Well, it's right here at Titus Cohen's grave where Dad came to pray to God, asking for a double anointing of Cohen's spirit and his fruit.
We heard what the rest of Hilo heard. And he took that place by storm. It was holy fire. We heard a real love of the Lord.
How people were just coming to the Lord. It was a hunger beyond what I've ever seen before. It was amazing.
When we started to grow, we were up to about 1,500. And we thought, wow, you know, we're a big church. And he said, yeah, but there's so many lost people out there. He always compared it with the people that were out there yet to be reached.
Eventually, New Hope Hilo acquired this beautiful property you see behind me up in North Hilo. Again, after a lot of planning, prayer, and hard work, New Hope finally had a place to call their own. It's a beautiful campus with lots of parking. Wouldn't that be great? A dream come true.
Eventually, we moved into the gathering place, which they called the big building that we actually built from scratch.
I don't think I knew when I was watching that funny-voiced young pastor, and he was in his early 30s at that point, that this was going to become really, truly a world-changing, eternity-impacting force. the New Hope Force.
11 years after arriving in Hilo, Dad, he heard a call from the Lord. A call to move our family to Oahu and plant a brand new church. In 1995, after planting 10 churches right here in the Big Island, we moved to Honolulu.
All these big things happening, I could almost feel the magnitude of things about to happen. And so I was really excited about moving. I wasn't bitter at all. My dad had a lot of support from his family in that respect.
There's a lot of joy in this church.
New Hope is on fire.
It just gets better and better every day.
Everybody is so loving towards each other and friendly to each other, and you just feel so accepted.
A lot of my dreams were coming true, where I could team up with people who really love the Lord and, like Clark said, do it excellently, do it well, but never to the expense of a genuine heartedness behind everything we did.
It was so neat to be able to see that kind of excitement because God was doing a new thing.
Wayne used to say, if you can find us, you can come. And that was true. But once we got settled at Farrington, you could just feel a rush of just the Holy Spirit coming right through. People were so excited.
What New Hope was able to do with so little of the things that you typically think are important in building a church, almost as if the Lord was saying, if you'll be faithful in these things, in these little things, I'm going to allow you to steward great things.
I felt like you better fasten your seatbelt because God is really doing something special. It's like an awakening to people in Honolulu.
Look at the magnitude of everything that's happened and all the lives that have been changed. I mean, it just blows me away how many people have been touched by his ministry.
Another passion my dad has is to train and equip emerging leaders for the ministry, especially for the Pacific Rim. Well, in 1995, he founded New Hope Christian College in Honolulu. Now there are centers around the world like Australia, Myanmar, Tokyo, even right here in Eugene, Oregon, with over 400 students studying around the world to share the gospel.
I don't believe Pastor Wayne ever looks at anything for what it is at the moment. I think he sees the God potential in things. He sees sort of what nobody else can see.
Well, New Hope International is the church planning and church resourcing arm of the church. Emerging leaders are groomed, trained, and mentored to plant churches as close as Pearl City and as far away as China. New Hope International supports over 120 church plants and has planted 6 additional churches just in the last 2 years.
I really attribute that to Pastor Wayne's amazing heart to mentor the next generation. I think he's always had a real passion to identify young leaders and to really invest in them, and not just invest in them by creating a program, but by investing in them, by spending time with them, doing devotions and listening to their story and trying to help them discover God's best for their lives.
At the very depths has a passion for Christ and really exemplified what it meant to be a servant leader.
Well, Dad, it's pretty obvious you've had an immense impact on so many people through your service to Jesus. We want to say thanks for being such a great example of a man of God to every single one of us. We wish you a happy 30th anniversary and hope that God gives you another 30. As you always say, our best years are still ahead of us. From all of us, happy anniversary. We sure love you.
Thank you for 30 years of ministry.
We miss you. We love you.
Thank you so much for investing in us, Wayne.
I'm so grateful for your friendship and the love that you shared.
I just want to say how proud I am of you and everything you've done in these past 30 years.
Thank you so much for being my friend. And just don't forget that you owe me for that Chinese dinner.
I'm praying that God will keep you around for a lot more years, because I know that you will spend every waking moment giving back to Him.
I thank God that I get to be your friend. Thanks, Wayne.
I'm very, very grateful and thankful, and just really thank the Lord for you.
Thank you for not only being my husband, but my pastor and mentor too. Love you, honey.
You are an amazing leader. You're a great friend. And most of all, you're my spiritual father.
Thank you. I love you, and God bless you.